Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Alyssa Rodriguez is in our studio, the Managing Deputy Commissioner at the City of Chicago's Department of Family and Support Services, or was. Now she is the Social Services Director at the Salvation Army. We have our virtual kettle at WGNradio.com. You can make a donation right now. Alyssa, welcome. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Is it Alyssa or Alyssa?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, L-I-S-A, Alyssa Rodriguez. So you were with the city for a long time, huh?
I was with the city for about 32 and a half years.
So which mayor to which mayor?
Oh, my God. Started off with Richard M. Daley, off to Rahm Emanuel, Lori Lightfoot, and left right before the elections.
And then went to join the Salvation Army.
So I was off for about a year. I went home to be a full-time grandmother. That's one of the reasons I retired, because I really wanted to enjoy that and take a break, because as you can imagine, that job is really, really hard.
What were you doing in that capacity as the deputy commissioner, the managing deputy commissioner of the Department of Family and Support Services?
So it was my responsibility to make sure that we had a really strong social service network, that we partnered with nonprofits to make sure that people had access to shelter, that there was sufficient outreach to those that were on the street. We serviced domestic violence victims. We helped reentering residents come back into the community and get jobs. And then just any crisis that the city had to manage, I was there to make sure that as a department, the social service arm for the city, that we were being responsive to all of what would, you know, needed in the community.
So you would then find lodging or find accommodations for people.
Yeah.
Give me an example and then we'll move on to what you're doing now. But so, because it's interesting to know how the city functions in this capacity.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would an example be?
So for example, the city managed approximately 3,000 shelter beds. And there were at least 100, 120 people a day asking for shelter. It was making sure that we had a strong shelter system, that we had the ability to place folks when they needed it the most. So managing the shelter system, managing outreach teams to really making sure that people on the street were not impacted by inclement weather.
So you were in this capacity during COVID then, too.
Correct. And that was very difficult, because at that point we pivoted to saving lives. So we had to decompress shelters. We had to bring health services to the shelters. We had to make sure that people had the right distance between each other to keep people safe.
Do you think people don't know how much work is being done on their behalf? It's always easy to sit there and say, the mayor's doing a terrible job, or the city's all da 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 da. We have no idea how much hard work goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah. And in the social service network, that's what we do. That's what we, you know, want to make sure that we're bringing all the resources to help people. And it's no different at the Salvation Army. It's that social service mindset of, like, what can we do to make sure people are safe?
Well, the city would hand some of those responsibilities off to an agency that can handle them, and that would be the Salvation Army.
Correct.
So your transition from one office to the other seems pretty natural.
It felt really natural. You know, I worked with the city for so long, but I worked with the Salvation Army for just as long. They were the entity that no matter when I was in crisis, no matter what time it was, what day, I made one call to them. And they literally stopped everything that they were doing to support us. So if you talked about the polar vortex, they were on the buses trying to make sure people were safe. They were in shelters. They were transporting people to you know, places that were safe.
They were a savior for the people that were getting off the buses from Texas, too.
Correct. They were the first entity that the city reached out to manage the first wave of migrants that came to Chicago. And we housed those individuals at our Shield of Hope and our Freedom Center. And again, it was one call. What can we do to support you? And the Salvation Army always, as they did, responded to the call.
And they don't have a magic wand. I mean, they have rent, they have utility costs, they have personnel costs, they need food.
Yeah.
So I think when we make a donation to the Salvation Army, I think we're happy to put it in that umbrella, but we'd like to know, in that bucket, but we'd like to know where it goes, how it's being used. You can talk about that.
Absolutely. Those red kettles are so essential to all of what we do at Salvation Army. It is so critical to make sure that we keep people housed. And like you said, rental assistance is a way that we do that. It's also essential to make sure that anyone who calls us seeking shelter gets connected very effectively, right? And when they go into any of our programs, it's not about like, what got you here? What do you need? It's about like, how can I make you comfortable and feel safe so that we can work on a plan to get you where you need to be?
So give me another example then of what you're doing in your new capacity at the Army.
So, you know, I think what's really unique about what I'm doing is that it's a lot of what I used to do. It's managing our shelters. It's working with our teams that go out to do well-being checks for seniors. So it all feels like home, right? Because it's a lot of the work that I did. But I think overall, it's making sure that at the Salvation Army, we understand what we need to have in order to be able to respond even beyond what we've been able to do.
What do you mean, what we need to have?
So, like, the resources. Like, do we raise enough money to make sure that we're helping as many people as possible? You know, right now it's Christmas time, right? And I recall last year when I started, everybody was like, it's Christmas time. We're going to be really busy. Like, we're really focused on making sure that every family that comes to us, every individual has food on the table for the holidays and a gift for their child, right? So I didn't realize how busy it was going to get. And here I am again, year two, and it's just as busy because people at the Salvation Army care and they want to make sure that the holidays are special for everyone, especially those individuals that live in poverty and don't have the resources to just do the little things that most of us take for granted.
Have you been there long enough to notice, is the need greater or more acute this year? Or you've only been there 2 years?
I've only been there 2 years, but I've been collaborating them
with
for
them
over
for,
30.
Yeah.
So yeah, the need is great. I think coming off of COVID was really, really difficult. I think that, you know, in Chicago, rents are high and rents are only getting higher. So a lot of our folks are rent burden.
So right? Do you write checks to help people with their rent payments? Then?
Absolutely.
Really? You give them a monthly check?
Well,
we would support them
for a month or two, sometimes even longer. But
somebody knocks on the door, pardon me, but they knock on the door and go, I'm going to get evicted. I don't know what to do. You're the Salvation Army. Can you help?
Yeah.
Would they sit down with a counselor or something?
They sit down with a caseworker at one of our cores. And we kind of walk through, like, what is it that you need? So it's not just about, like, I'm going to give you that rent payment today and everything's mm-hmm. going to be great. No, it's about, let's get that rent paid, but let's talk about some other things, some other barriers that you might be facing that we can also help with, right? It's looking at a holistic approach of how do we support that family beyond that rental, right? Like, how do you access food? How do you make sure your children have everything that they need? Where do you go to just make sure you have those resources?
Have there been times when the Army was unable to help in a time of crisis?
Absolutely. And I think that those are the times where we then, you know, seek the public's help. So, for example, it is red kettle time. So when I see the red kettles and I, you know, see that, you know, people kind of pass them up, it's urging the community to know, like, those red kettles make such a difference in helping people. And when we're unable to help, we always try to find a way. If it's not through just expanding our reach within the Salvation Army to other areas, it's even working with our community partners that might be able to have resources. So there are times where we may not have rental assistance, but can we work with the city and say, can we refer clients to you to see if they're eligible for that resource?
Boy, you are unique. I'm so glad there's a you.
Thank you.
I mean, you really have straddled both of those worlds, and you do need somebody that understands the opportunity, the need and the opportunities.
Yeah. I think that partnership with the city as a nonprofit is really essential, right? We want to be a good partner. We want to make sure we're giving them what they need because they also have a really hard job.
Elisa Rodriguez is the managing deputy, or was, commissioner at the City of Chicago in the Department of Family and Support Services. But there she is now, serving in a similar capacity over at the Salvation Army as the social services director. So, our virtual kettle is at WGNradio.com. You can make a donation and help provide the resources for these services right now. We'll do a big fundraiser later in December. But in the meantime, Elisa, thank you for all you guys are doing.
No, and thank you. We really appreciate the support and getting our information out there with the Red Kettles.